this is Fred Goldstein. I'm at HIMSS 18, and we're at the Node Innovation Roundtable. I'm joined by James Corbett. Welcome.
Hello.
So, James, give us a little bit about your background and where you're at.
Yeah. So, I'm the Chief Mission Officer at Centura Health. Centura Health is an 18-hospital, 22,000-employee organization in Colorado. We are a joint operating agreement between Adventist Health System and also CHI. And as you know, CHI and Dignity are in the middle of a merger, which will make us the largest health system in the country.
Wow. And so, in this most recent panel, you had some very great comments right on target, very interesting. You're talking about technology, system change, things like that. Could you give us a sense of some of the stuff you talked about?
Yeah, one of the biggest things that needs to happen is to spur innovation to reduce the cost of care while not injuring the patient quality. And in order to do that, we need a different ideology. We need disruptors who are willing to disrupt in ways that might not be aligned with their most basic financial interest. And in order to do that, we need a different perspective. We need one that puts the patient at the center and focuses on that person with an understanding that could be our mom, that could be our child, that could be our sibling.
Right. You talked about, there was a question that came up about not-for-profits versus for-profits, and maybe the not-for-profits are going to drive this as a health system. You're thinking on that?
Well, I think that behind that was somehow the for-profits are inherently bad and that the nonprofits are inherently good. And while that can be the case, I don't believe that has to be the case. I've seen for-profit hospitals that have higher quality scores than nonprofit hospitals. I've seen nonprofit hospitals that drive individuals towards ill, unfortunately, as employees more than for-profit companies. I think the real solution is what type of leadership is in place and what is the ultimate goal of that organization's leadership.
Right, and you talked about, as you said, focusing on that patient side of it. If you start focusing in that direction and build in from that way versus some of the other things like revenue or et cetera.
Right, and it's a challenge, I'll admit, right? So the CEOs, they call it, and the CFOs, they call it heads in beds. We have to have heads in beds, right? It's a hotel in a sense. But at the same time now, with the value-based contracts, we've got to keep folks out of the hospital. So it is a structured schizophrenia on one side, keeping folks healthy, on another side, keeping folks in the hospital. And I will tell you that the turnover rate of CEOs of hospitals is higher than any profession in the country now, close to 20% the last 2 years, and that's a challenge. But I'm still hopeful. I think that the millennial generation needs to be at the table and needs to be rising into the ranks, and they'll bring a different ideology, and we'll get this thing fixed.
And so you think that's what will change it, is ultimately removing the older folks and bringing in the younger, in a sense?
Well, it's not only that. It's those folks who have kind of been getting along for so long that they forgot that there's something else out there besides a fat paycheck and the corporate interests. You know, there's a quote that's in a book that's entitled, "Can a Corporation Have a Conscience?" And of course a corporation can have a conscience because it's made up of individuals, but it also highlights that it doesn't happen by somebody at the top alone. It happens by all the individuals taking agency and seeing their roles a little bit differently and forcing the organization to live up to its highest standards.
So is your organization a member of Node?
It is, and I'm really excited. I think what Node can do for the country in terms of its working with for-profits and nonprofits, working with academic hospitals and community hospitals, it really can be unsurpassed. Node can be the intermediary, or I call it the boundary spanner, that spans our organizations to make us work together in a seamless way.
And so what would you say should be the top priority of Node for 2018?
Working closely with community hospitals and academic hospitals in a way that is not us academic hospitals can teach those poor community hospitals. Community hospitals have some learnings to pass on the other side. It needs to be a dialectic.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.